Chapter 2, Sunday, The Missing Trophy. Ethel! Ethel! It took Ethel Fled a few seconds to disconnect her brother's voice from the rest of the dream she was enjoying. Ethel! Are you awake? What's up, Stan? What time is it? It's past 10. Ethel! The trophy's missing! What trophy? Past 10 o'clock? She felt like she had fallen asleep just 5 minutes ago. The trophy! The football trophy, don't you remember? Oh, it'll turn up. Leave me alone, Stan. I'm knackered. Athelflaed tried to go back to sleep, putting her head under the pillow, but 15 minutes later she had to accept that she was fully awake. That twit, Stan. Who cares about a stupid trophy? She thought gloomily as she got up. When she got downstairs, the animals were waiting for her. Their dog Heidi, Squeaky, the three-legged cat, and Budgie the parrot. No dad, no brother, just breakfast left on the worktop, ready to be heated in the microwave. So she wandered into the lounge and heard some voices from outside. Moving the curtains to one side, she saw them out in front of the house, together with their neighbour and Davingstock's police officer. PC Blake seemed to be asking Rodney some questions. Breakfast can wait. She went out in her pyjamas to see what was going on. PC Blake divided the town into two bands, those who liked her softly, softly approach, and others who would have preferred a stricter policing method. One of these, Sam the Butcher, held her personally responsible for all the town's problems. In front of his customers, he liked to deliver sermons on the decline of civil responsibilities and the standards of the police service. Do you remember last year, the case of the garden gnomes? People used to wake up every day to find their gnome had been changed with their neighbour's one, night after night, for weeks and weeks. Who was caught? Nobody! How can people feel safe in this town? And then last Christmas, Mrs. Hollingworth and that newcomer, Wendy, what's-her-name, fighting over the last turkey at the supermarket. Disgraceful. Mrs. Hollingworth ended up with ketchup in her hair. That Wendy should have been sent back to London. But what did PC Blake do? Nothing. No wonder this town is going to the dogs.